Hi, I'm Amonte Hall, and you're listening to The True Tone Show, where I interview people in their truth and have conversation in tone. Today's a recap. I'm going to talk about the episode I just recorded with Monday, very special guest. They, by far, have a story that I was extremely excited to share with you guys, as well as I feel the weight of it. It's a true story of perseverance and struggle, and we're going to dig more into it on the other side. Stick with it. For another episode of the True Tone Show with your boy Amonte. And like I said earlier in the opening, Monday, extremely talented artist, fashion designer, stylist, has gone through a lot to get a shot at having a bigger clientele, and nothing's guaranteed but struggle. It seems like in any venture in life, you will endure some type of hardship, whether that's to get your product out or whatever reason or whatever it could be, right? But I was inspired by their story. They have some great things to say, and I want to share it with you, and then we're going to get out of here. But first off, thank you for listening to the show today. This is a recap. I take pride in this. I feel a responsibility. That was a heavy interview, probably one of my most important ones. I feel that today. They're all important, but Monday's interview was different. You know, they have a lot. I want to see them win. I want to see them win so much. And because of that, I'm going to continue to put this in the show notes. I'm going to put a recap of how you can support them. So let's get to it. So there's three things I want to talk about from the interview that I think will be beneficial for you. Just a little highlights. I still want you to go check out the show. Go look at it. Go listen to it. If you haven't, stop talking. Stop listening to me. What am I talking about? Stop listening to me. Go check that out. Very, very impactful interview. I'm lucky. I get cool opportunities to sit down with individuals who trust me with their story. That's rare. I take great pride in that, and I have the utmost respect for it, and I try to honor it well. And whoever comes on in the future, I'm going to continue to do that. So the first thing we talked about, and they had this very impactful statement, and I'm going to let them explain it in the audio, and I'm going to play that real quick.
I was just walking around Magnificent Mile like I always do. In my garments, and that's something I've been doing for years as well. All my garments, like, I wear them, and I wear them out just to see people's reactions, just to see if they like it, if they don't like it, just to start up conversations, because I don't sell clothing, I sell conversation people.
Ooh, say it again. So one more time. Say that one more time. That was a bar. I don't sell clothing, I sell conversation. Get it right. That was a bar. That definitely was a great bar. It was a great statement by them. I don't sell clothing, I sell conversation. Some of the best product, whatever you got on, is a great conversational point. And I thought they did a great job sharing that. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Have that. You can put it in your bag. Okay. You get three times. You got three times you say, Monday said this. I heard this great fashion designer Monday. Three times, and after that, you can steal it. That's my rule. That's what I do. Then it's mine. Oh, man, I'm weird. Okay. Yeah, but like I said, that was a great, great statement by them. I don't sell clothing. I sell conversation. That's what I look for. I look for interesting points of view of how an artist or designer or author may think about this life we live. And so many people have so many different concepts and thoughts about it, different streams of thinking. It's so interesting to peel that back and let people spill out what they're thinking. And Monday does not disappoint. So let's go to clip two. This is their thoughts on not everyone could be a designer. And because we're oversaturated right now with everyone saying, I'm this, I'm a fashion designer, I'm a stylist, I make clothes, blah, 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 you know, without actually putting the craftsmanship into it.
I really feel like it's a lot of lazy designers out there, if I'm going to be honest. And what I mean by that is people that's really not taking a time out to perfect their craft. Just because you have a sewing machine, you cannot just automatically consider yourself a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people out here with Singers and Brother machines, and, you know, they're not even getting the stitching correct on there. So, you know, when you have a garment and it's starting to, you know, you buy it from an independent designer, he sells a jacket for $600, you know, you wash the jacket, the buttons fall off, you know, the zipper isn't working. Or what I would consider a lazy designer is you're going to Joann Fabric and getting fabric for $5 a yard.
And she continues to say that they will sell that same fabric for luxury fabric or luxury prices, which is $600, which is insane, you know. You want to give good product. And I feel like if the product is good, then people will buy it, you know? And outside of like brand and notoriety, people will flock to that as well. But I think the average person who spends their money on something like that wants quality, you know? They want to look good, or their version of that. And to hear them talk about that and break it down was really interesting. I like what I like, you know, but you can tell non-good fabric or non-good materials versus good ones. They just last longer. Good material lasts longer, unless it's like a thinner lining, which I do have some garments like that. But I appreciate them sharing about your craft and being lazy with it and just doing it just to get something out. You know, I heard Rick Ross say something. I'm going to try my Rick Ross voice. He said something like, he's like, I don't care how long it takes, as long as we don't waste no time. I just don't want to waste no time. I always remember that, man. He's another one I want on the show, but he got some bars. Rick Ross is not only a good rapper, but he got some bars. He always giving, oh, you know what I'm saying? What a legendary artist right there. But he said that. He's like, I don't care how long it takes, as long as we don't waste no time. He's like, I'll put the money up, as long as we not wasting no time. It takes what it takes, but as long as we ain't wasting no time, and as long as you're not being lazy. I think that's what he really wants to say, is don't be lazy with it. Don't waste what we have. Use it accurately. Be a good steward of it. Be a good manager of whatever it is that you got, or whatever it is you're trying to build, and you want other people to come and have that same thought process with you. Don't leave it on the side. Do something with it. Try to be your best. Learn about your craft. I got a little passionate, but I want to talk about this last point right? This last one. And they said styling is a gift.
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
I'm going to dress you, you know, what will look best and fitting for you.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing your style sense and oh, I wanna dress like Tiana Taylor, or you know, oh, I really like Chris Brown style. I'm not going to give you their exact style because you're not them and they're not you. So I'm gonna. It's really a gift. Styling is a gift, you know, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. just being able to hone in on what looks best on someone is a gift. It's about having that eye. That's the most important thing that I would say. You have to have an eye.
Mm-hmm.
The best stylist has an eye. You know,
and I trust their point of view on that. They have been doing this for over, 15 plus years? And I'm going to spend a little time talking about her journey right now, their journey right now, and they are currently homeless, you know, and pursuing their passions in New York. You know, that was heavy to hear the journey of one of their most iconic pieces right now that was made out of burlap coffee bags. They're still continuing to do that today, which was heavy for me to hear that sewing, getting off the train in Chicago to finish a piece because the train's too shaky. We always talk about wanting to help people. Here's an opportunity. You can go help Monday. They have a GoFundMe account. You can go check that out. They have an IG. Reach out, order a garment. If you have connections, go give that, drop their name in the room. The way I'm helping is by showing more of their story. It's an opportunity for you to help someone who is not just sitting on their loins. Like, they are continuously working at their craft. And you have opportunity to fund that. Maybe it's $10, $30. Go give. That's my encouragement. I'm going to keep talking about Monday because they're special and I think they have a lot to offer the fashion game, and I can't wait to see where they end up. There's one thing at the end of the interview that Monday was talking about that really struck me, and it was helping abused women in homeless shelters. And Monday said if they had an opportunity, if the money's right, which that will come through success, that's one thing they're going to fund and give back to, is helping women who have been abused and assaulted in homeless shelters. And I really respected that. I can't help but want to help, you know? You hear stories like this and you just want to do. You want to help. You want to get people on board. So go out there and help somebody. Help Monday. Help people that want to help others. We keep giving stuff to people who talk about it and not really doing it. If I don't see you out on the street walking with the people who are struggling, I don't want to help you. You just want to be a consumer of the wave. I want people surfing. That's what I want. I want to see people surfing in some crazy terrain. What am I saying? I want real boots on the ground. What I learned from Monday is when creating, follow the excitement. That was all over the interview. I felt that right away. When you're creating something, follow your excitement for the thing. That's my encouragement. And this has been another episode of the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante. Thanks for listening. Was there truth to this conversation? I don't know. I'll let you guys decide. Till next time, thank you. Email me, TrueTonePod@gmail.com. I'm Monte Hall on IG, TrueTonePod on IG. And I'll see you guys next time. We out.